And welcome to the Westwind Training Program podcast. Today we are going to talk about the CrossFit Open, and it's going to be an English podcast. So hopefully the Dutch people won't be too annoyed with my English voice. So here goes. So preparing for the CrossFit Open, a great challenge to have as a CrossFitter, a great event to participate in. What are some of the key factors you want to focus on? The good thing is we already have the equipment list, so we can dial a bit better in what we have to focus on. So the list goes as following. We have a barbell and bumpers. We have dumbbells, and this year we have heavier dumbbells. So we have the 32.5 kilo and 22.5 kilo, probably for a clean and jerk or snatch, or maybe an overhead lunge variation. So you need to be training more on the heavy dumbbell side, just prepared. And we have kettlebells for the first year, 32, 24, and 16 kgs. So I will be excited to see what they showed us with a kettlebell. I don't think it's the classic kettlebell swing because of the judging standard, but maybe it will be, I don't know. Wall balls, so the medicine ball, plyo box, rings, jump rope, row, a pull-up bar for chest to bar, toes to bar, muscle ups, and space, floor space, space on the wall for wall walk and push-ups, and a GHD and a rope. And the GHD and rope are only for the quarters, as designed on the email. So we know we have prepared for a lot of equipment, a lot of possibilities. So with the rings, it pretty much implies there will be ring muscle-ups, or maybe boss is going to throw a curveball and it's going to be toes to ring. So you need to prepare for those. And in the quarter pieces, you know you're going to have GHD sit-ups and rope climb or legless or normal rope climbs. So both need to be trained accordingly. And like in the past, legless rope climb are a big part and also a big limiter in the open and quarters. Well, first we're going to talk about the limiters on the gymnastic side. So you have a lot of gymnastic movements, but especially for women, there are three main limiting factors. There are strict handstand push-up, there are muscle-ups, ring or bar, and there are legless rope climbs. So these three movements really divide the field a lot. So if you're pretty good conditioned, but you cannot do a strict handstand push-up, it is done for you at that point. The same if you only can do a few, you bump up immediately in your score because of the people who can't do a handstand push-up strict. But also within that field, the ability to do one or two or really push the numbers up really increase your chance of a good score in a workout, because it is such a limiting factor for most people. So we had the 50 strict handstand push-up workout a while back in the open a few years back, and you had a bunch of stuff before that. But if you were really good conditioned and you blazed through the first part, but you could not go through the 50 handstand push-up, then the people who are less conditioned but are really good at the skill of the strict handstand push-up and have the capacity, they will blaze through that and defeat all the people who are actually fitter or better conditioned. So that is a major part to take consideration in your training. The next is, of course, the muscle up. We always see the people who get one muscle up create immense more spots above the rest. So if you're looking to get in the quarter final, those should be on your list, and you should be able to do muscle ups and a bit more than just one, in my opinion. Especially like last year, you saw so many women getting them in the muscle-ups compared to years previous years. So you can really see the sport is increasing drastically year on year. And I think this year we're also going to see a great increase in the level of competition from all the athletes worldwide. So you better be prepared. But I like the format with now you have the quarter and in between stage, between semis and the open, so that's good. And the third gymnastic big limiter is the legless rope climb. You gotta have the capacity to do a legless rope climb, and a lot of women especially don't have that. But also on the guys' field, there are a lot of guys who are way better at legless, but even within the group, some are good like for one or two legless, and some can just bang out 10, and that will be a big separation factor in that particular group. So dial those in, and you can really make a difference on the leaderboard, even if you're less conditioned. But if you have these skills and limiters and they come up, you will be able to really push your numbers up on the leaderboard. So be prepared for those ones. Well, the next is more on the strength field. And you don't have like a limiting exercise in that sense, but it's just, is your strength strong enough for the field? And that's really dependable to do some workouts. So if we have a ladder workout, yeah, you will be dependable if you can hit the later bars. You have to be strong enough. And that's something you need. Actually, you need to take in consideration a lot early in the season. So it's mostly in the off season. You really need to build up a strong base and strength bias, and then peak at the right time for your strength. So I hope you don't have the building in the past. But even if you're just doing this last part, just keep going with your strength, especially if you're not a strength athlete, while building your engine up, and don't just desert your strength work. Just keep on building it, because you will need it in the later part. Last year, the open, so the first part, strength wasn't that, it pretty much wasn't there. It was mostly conditioning, and the gymnastics were the limiting factor, and especially gymnastic capacity. So if you want to be good at the open, your gymnastic capacity has to be spot on. You really have to be good with that, and you really need to push up the reps you can do with bodyweight movement especially, and really need to be really aware of how you move and how efficient you move and how much reps you can do without fatiguing. So with the first workout, you had the wall walk, dumbbell snatches, and the box jump overs. So really in conditioning workout, not too much wall walks, but some people under fatigue cannot perform wall walks. So that could be a limiting factor for some people. The second workout was the deadlift and bar facing burpee workout. With 100 kg barbell for males, it's not heavy. So mostly limiting was the general fatigue of people and doing bar facing burpees at a high level. So those really put their stamp on that. And last one was the pull-up dull under thruster workout with increasing weight in thrusters. But the heaviest bar was only 60 kgs for the men. So that is not that heavy. So strength wasn't too much of a part for the workout in the open in the first phase. The year prior, they had a complex after one of the workouts, so it was way more dialed into with the strength part. But you can see with the most workouts, gymnastic capacity and general engine will dictate your scores on the workouts. So you better have a good engine and be really good at gymnastic capacity work. I think those two will really build the best score possible for you guys. So if we look at the open versus quarter, it's going to be a bit of a shift. So in the quarterfinals, actually three things mostly increase. The skill goes up, so more high skill movement or skills that demand more of the body. The weight generally increases of the workouts. So we had a heavy snatch workout. We had a heavy test of the front squat and things like that. Or we had like the, what's called, the other total. So it's purely a strength test. And volume increases. We had the massive pistol squat GHD workout with a lot of freakingly reps. I think like something 150 reps, something like that. And that is so much volume for most people who don't train that way. And they will be fucked up for days after all those GHD sit-ups and and pistol squat. So a big tip with this, if you think you can make quarterfinals and you want to compete in quarterfinals, at least get used to GHD sit-ups, maybe in warm-up or from workout, so that your body doesn't come on game day and you have to do like 150 GHD sit-ups and you're fucked up for weeks after and can't cough or laugh without pain in your abs because you are not used to the stimulus of a GHD sit-up. So make sure you're training GHD sit-ups, and you can do it just after a workout, just collect some reps, just 50 reps, just easy, and build that up in the coming weeks to the open, to the quarterfinal, so that your body is way more prepared for the stimulus. So at least get them in once a week and build it up. So start with 15 and go to 16 and 17 and 18, build the volume up, or do it in an EMOD, like every minute 10 GHD sit-ups for 6, 8, 10, 12 minutes. You can really build it up, or go to 12 or 13 in a minute and then do more reps in the same time frame. You can play with that. So focus, if you think you can make quarters, focus that you at least get in some GSE reps, GSE sit-up reps, because otherwise you're fucked. So those three things increase tremendously. The quarter is so hard. You got to be at the best 60 women or male to go to semis. So that's a hard pill to swallow for most people. Most people just want to do as good as possible in the quarter and have fun, and that's good. And some athletes who want to go to semis, they really have to push the quarter and really prepare everything towards being at their strongest there. The past years, the quarterfinal tests were actually, I really loved the test the past couple of years. So I think that I expect them to be really good again this year. So the last time we had like the handstand push-up with the overwalking lunges test, great mixture between movements and shoulder capacity. We had like the muscle up, GHD sit-up, pistol squat 3 rounds workout, really pushing when hip flexors were tired and then going into the muscle up. So great test again. Then we had the shuttle run, wall ball shot, and rope climb workout. Also fun workout, not too special, but a lot of volume on the wall ball side. We had the other total, which I love, and I would actually like to see them do it again this year if they have the possibility to do that. A 1 RM clean, a 1 RM bench press, a 1 RM over squat. For the guys and girls that didn't bench press last season, stupid mistake. You had to always do the bench press, especially guys. We love to bench press, so do your bench press. Creates upper body strength and just fun to do. And the last workout was the Cal Roper Boxing Over Snatches, 10 only, but at a heavy weight, 185 LBS for the guys. So that's something like 85 kilos, and the girls had to be like around 60 then. 55-60. So there was a heavy weight to cycle 10 under fatigue of 30 kilo row and 20 burpee box jump over. So it was a high output workout, high pace. So if you suck at those workouts, make sure you train them, really pushing effort, and then and not doing like a 20 minute AMRAP to get better at that, but really doing stuff that only goes on for a few minutes and then you're dead on the floor. That repeat that, get strong, etc. So I really need to do that. I think that gives a bit of an insight in what we mostly see in quarters and open style workouts. So to recap again, open style workouts, more gymnastic capacity based, conditioning based, with a limiting factor for some people being a gymnastic skill that can get them through the next round. And strength can be a factor, depends on how they do the open. But last year it was not, but maybe this year they throw in a 1 RM after workout again, so we'll be more evened out. And then in the quarterfinals, if you want to do as good as possible, then they really test everything, and you need to be really strong, have all the skills in, and be able to handle volume and deliver output. So in those workouts, like the high output workouts, only 7 minutes, the total strength test. So you had 30 minutes, but actually the test is just one ramming, so it's a heavy test. Then the shuttle run test was a long patch test with shuttle runs and wall ball shots, so it's your long piece. And then again, the muscle up workout was a shorter workout, 3 rounds, but really testing on how you can endure with the hip flexors. And the handstand workout was actually a pretty short test for most athletes going into the semi spots. So a lot of shorter workouts and then one longer workout, pretty strength based, I actually think. But great for what we want to see in the sport CrossFit. So you want to be prepared for those things if you want to do core as good as possible. So you really have to dial in the strict handstand push-up numbers. People just throw out insane numbers now. So if you're looking at regional level or semi-final athletes, you got to imagine, I did a camp once and I said, you do 50 strict handstand push-up for time, for also ladies and men. And people at that level just bang out 30, 40 strict handstand push-up when they're fresh. So that's a big number to throw out just like that. So know that if you want to compete that level, that's what you gotta be able to do. And also, if you only have a few, then you can really bump up your gains in the workouts by bumping up those numbers. So that's immensely important. So in the training, make sure you're really counting on the gymnastic capacity and building on those limiters to get the best score possible. So that means a few things. If you're just doing open for fun, just do your classes, have some fun with your friends. It doesn't really matter that much. But if you want to go to quarters, then you got to prepare the capacity in gymnastics. So make sure you work on those muscle ups. Make sure you work on your handstand push-up game. Make sure you have capacity in wall walks. Just do wall walks and warm-ups and workouts. Just get them in. Get the engine going. Do some extra work with that. And then you probably, if you have a good strength base, you will be able to get in the next stage. If your strength sucks, just keep on working strength stuff to get better while working on those things. It's hard to gain a lot of strength in just 2 months' time. Or less than 2 months, actually. And then if you go through on the next round, then the other things get more in there. So you got to be a heavy lifter. You got to be strong. And you got to have the skills even more dialed in. Got to have more volume in it. And got to really deliver. So in the open cycle of the Western program, we're really going to build on the gymnastic capacity side. So we're really going to push up the gymnastic movements and the volume we're doing, and we're doing more open style workouts. So the workouts like the 3 wall walk, 12 dumbbell snatch, 15 burpee bar jump over. We're gonna do a quarter style workout on every Sunday, and on strong Sundays or in the weekend, we have a lot of strong men still to build a strong foundation in the strength stuff, and probably a bit of lifting before that. And for us, we're just going to build the engine up and work on some barbell cycling in the days prior to that. So it's going to be a great mix of building the mass capacity in different ways. Going to build a little bit of more barbell cycling and getting used to doing that. Other than that, you have your standard strength stuff to keep your strength. And for some people, it may even be enough to build it up even higher. And then we have our strong Sundays to really keep the body balanced. Because if you only do the same movement in the horizontal plane, you will not, or there will be a higher risk of injury, and we don't want that. So on the strong Sundays, you really try to move in different planes and do different movement stimulus to keep your body injury proof. And we incorporate a lot of other stuff before that in warm-ups or in finishers around the workouts. And in the last cycles, we did a lot of accessory work for that, to keeping your joints healthy, keep making you strong. And now the accessory work is going to go down a little bit, and it's going to be a bit more towards the gymnastic capacity building part of the cycle. So I'm really looking forward to helping a lot of athletes following the program, making them strong and making them test as best as possible. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. I hope you guys take some tips away from this, work on them. And if you want to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, that would be great. Or share on socials the podcast, that would also be great. I want to reach as many people possible and help where I can. So if you would do that for me, that would be awesome. Western program out. And I will see you guys and hear from you guys later in the open.